Morning, everybody, on this another Sunday morning of lockdown. Hope you are all well and okay and keeping to the rules and doing all right. It's good to share with you this morning of a few thoughts that I've felt God has led me to bring with you this morning. I'll just start with an opening prayer and then we'll go from there. Lord Jesus, thank you for being with us during these tough times. Thank you that we can rely on you, even in the hardest of times, to know that you're there. Even after the celebrations we've had at Easter, that we haven't been able to meet as we normally would have, but we were still able to celebrate your risen Son, Jesus. Still able to enjoy that time of fellowship, however we did it, with each other and with those around us. So we bring this time this morning to you, Lord, and bless it to us that to know in this coming week, in this coming time, whatever hardships and struggles we face and we find, to know that you're there carrying us and supporting us through it. So thank you for this morning in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for that. Now, I suppose doing the week after Easter is a bit of an anticlimax because you've had the excitement of Palm Sunday, of Jesus entering Jerusalem with everybody cheering, the Messiah coming into Jerusalem. Then you have the run-up to Easter where so many things have gone on, of different instances where Jesus has been teaching. The Pharisees have got upset, he's been arrested. And then you have Easter when we celebrate Christ risen, Christ is alive, and Christ is with us. And then we get to the week after Easter. And it had me thinking on one or two things, and a phrase came out to me that a lot of you will know exactly who said this. And a lot of people think that Easter is the end of things, but it isn't. It is just the beginning. So this phrase came to me, this is not the end. So Easter is not the end. It is not the beginning of the end, but it is the end of the beginning. And this is where we can start and look with the risen Christ in our lives, how it can be the beginning of what he wants us to do as individuals and as a fellowship in Wollaston and Beaujolais, wherever we may be. But it had me coming to one or two things that we're challenged with. And A, doing this, so you're probably listening to or looking at either your computers or your iPads. Well, I'm still a bit old-fashioned that I still have my pad. But I'm having to get to grips with new technology and new things. Sorry about the joke, but I had to try and get one in somewhere. So, it is the end of the beginning. What happens in that week after Easter, after Christ has risen and appeared to Mary, and then has also appeared to the other disciples? So I was starting to have a look at the end of the Gospels and the opening bit of Acts of what happened in that week or that short period of time after Christ has risen. And if you go through, there's one or two verses that are mentioned. So Matthew 28, 16 to 20, it mainly focuses on the Great Commission, but it's challenging us even now, even more at this current time, where Jesus tells his disciples to grow and spread the word throughout the earth. Then in Mark 16, he appears, going from about verses 9 to 19, he appears to his disciples and tells them to have faith and to go out and spread the good news of Christ, that Christ is risen. Then we have in Luke 24, immediately afterwards, you've got the road to Emmaus, where Jesus appears to the disciples going away from Jerusalem, all upset, teaches them and opens the Gospels to them, and enthuses them and excites them until they get to their house, and then appear, they recognize him and rush straight back to the disciples who are gathered in Jerusalem. He then appears to his disciples again. So that's sort of happening in Luke, and Jesus then in Luke tells his disciples to stay in Jerusalem for a period of time. We then get into Mark, where he appears to his disciples. Sorry, we've had Mark, Luke. Sorry, we then get into John. And at the end of John, Jesus appears in all the Gospels. This is where Jesus appearing to his disciples is mentioned more often, and it's three times. So the first time he appears to his disciples in the upper room without Thomas, and he breathes the Holy Spirit onto them, which is the first time, I suppose, the taster of what is to come when Jesus has ascended up to heaven. He then appears with Thomas in the room and shows him his holes in his hands and his feet and the scars in his body, and he has food with them. And Thomas then, who wasn't there at the first time, believes that Christ has risen and he is amongst them and he is there. Now, the third time I want to just share with you is later on when they have been fishing. Now, it's an interesting story with the fishing, because if we go back to the early calling in Luke of the disciples, where Jesus calls Peter, he is fishing and he has been fishing all night and caught nothing. And Jesus then appears to him and tells him to go back and put his nets back out. And obviously, Peter's not quite happy with that. And you just get a little bit where he actually questions Jesus, but then goes and does it and has a miraculous catch of fish. Well, after Jesus has visited the disciples in the locked room, where they meet Thomas, and the thing in John where it mentions the locked room, I suppose is a little bit how we sometimes feel at the minute, where we're a bit enclosed, we're locked, we can't go out much. But that doesn't stop Jesus appearing to us if we call out to him. He is still there with us in what seems to be our lockdown and our shut off room. But anyway, back to this story, and back to this occasion where Jesus then appears because Peter decides he wants to go fishing. Obviously looking for perhaps something to do, which is a little bit about what it's like for us now when we can't go out and do what we normally do, so we're looking for things to do. And Peter says, I'm going fishing. And off he goes fishing, and his some of the disciples go with him. Now during this, Jesus appears, they go fishing again all night, and I'm not sure whether it's a comment on how good Peter's fishing is, but he catches nothing. But Jesus in the morning appears to them again, and I will just read what he says, and if you want to have a look at it, it's in John chapter 21, but I will pick it up from verse 3. I am going out to fish, Simon Peter told them, and they said, we'll go with you. So they went out, got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Early in the morning, Jesus stood on the shore, but the disciples did not realize that it was Jesus. He called out to them, friends, haven't you any fish? Now this is where their answer is a bit different from the first time. They just say, no, they answered. He said, throw your nets onto the right side of the boat, and you will find some. When they did, they were unable to haul the net in because it was such a large number of fish. It's then that Jesus calls out to Peter, Peter, do you love me? And he recognizes who Jesus is and just immediately grabs his cloak, leaps out onto the boat, and then tries to get ashore. And he's followed by the others in the boat, who then sort of sail in, and then he gets realizes it's Jesus when he gets close. He gets back in the boat and they all go to shore. By which time Jesus has lit a fire on the beach and has some food there, but then he asks them to bring more fish and he sits down and teaches them. But the interesting thing is Peter went back to what he knew. But Jesus didn't want him to go back to what he knew, and fishing was what he knew. Jesus had something better for him. And right when he calls the first disciples, Jesus says to them, I will make you fishers of men. This is when Jesus really is calling up to them to to be the fishers of men that he wants them to be. Now, the challenge from looking at that, the challenge I found is with this lockdown, we still have that same challenge from Jesus to be his fishers of men, to follow that great commission that he shares, is to go out and share the love of Christ to everybody from where we close to where we live, to the villages and around the world. But with everybody on lockdown, we can't do it the normal ways we would have thought we could. So doing this is quite strange for me, talking to a screen rather than talking to somebody else. But it's a challenge that we're having to face up to. And it's a challenge that is changing a little bit on how we think of bringing the message of Christ to each other and to others in more of a modern age. So when this lockdown is lifted, how can we share the gospel in a way that people will want to know more about Christ? And in this time of challenge, we've got felt a definite feel, and we mentioned it at house group, of society, although we're locked down and we're apart, actually feels it's coming together and supporting more and looking out for one another. And people are asking questions on what is life all about. And we'll be querying of where Christ is in this, where Jesus is in this, and where are we as Christians and his followers and his apostles and his disciples, where are we in this? Where are we to help? How can we be that shining light when we're locked down? And perhaps just doing little things that are noticeable, supporting one another, the phone calls, the Facebook, FaceTime family the other day, just these new ways we are of being in touch with one another, but sharing that gospel of Christ, that loving gospel, that loving truth that can change lives. So that is what I wanted to share with you this morning. I hope it's been useful. And during these tough times, we are there for one another. We are there supporting one another. And Christ is there with us, standing next to us. He's on the beach calling us to him, to share a meal and to be with him. So in this next coming week, in whatever we're doing, we know that Christ is with us and we can share his love with one another by whatever ways that are modern to us or strange to us. So when we are not in lockdown, help us not to go back to doing things we've normally done. Peter went back to fishing for a while and Jesus redirected him to what he wanted him to be, which was to lead his flock and to be a fisher of men for him. So help us, when this lockdown is finished, to look at where we move on, to look forward and to be excited by the new challenges that Christ is bringing to us through this lockdown. And the challenge is to share his love in by whatever way means he leads us to and guides us to. So thank you for listening this morning. I hope it's been useful and helpful, and it would be nice to just share in the grace, and we can share that together. So I will finish by sharing in the grace. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.